Dieter, well, Czech politicians may be incapable of forming a stable majority government, but that didn't stop them from passing the 2007 budget this week. The budget won the backing of 149 of the 184 deputies present in the lower house, although it was boycotted by the man who created it, Civic Democrat Finance Minister Vlastimil Tlustý. He abstained from voting in protest at a last-minute increase in the deficit pushed through by left-wing deputies.
The Czech Exporters Association issued a cry for help as the Czech currency, the crown, soared to new record highs. The association warned that all exporters in the Czech Republic were suffering from the stronger crown, leading to greater losses and raising the specter of higher unemployment. The head of the body called on the Trade and Industry Ministry to curb energy prices for a start to offset the losses. The crown reached 27.7 to the euro on Thursday, a new record.
The lower house postponed until 2008 the introduction of a new law on sickness benefits, meaning that the state will continue to cover sick pay for the first 2 weeks of illness. Under the new law, which was to come into effect on January the 1st, the bill will be picked up by employers rather than the state. The changes will see companies' health insurance contributions fall from 3.3% to 2.3%, and the state will reimburse firms half of the money they paid out in sickness benefits.
Czech building societies reported a substantial rise in the number of loans in 2006. Building societies signed almost 711,000 new contracts on home building savings, a 20% rise year on year. The number of new contracts traditionally grows at the end of the year due to state support to clients for every year of savings. Building societies have so far lent more than 48 billion crowns this year.
And Nigeria is considering buying around a dozen Czech-made L-159 subsonic fighters to revitalize its aging air force, the Prague Post reported this week. The deal is yet to be finalized, but defense ministry officials said Nigeria was definitely interested in buying more than 10 of the aircraft. President Václav Klaus reportedly discussed the deal this week with his Nigerian counterpart, Olusegun Obasanjo.